And now it's time to start your engines. Today, car racing fans celebrated a milestone.
We're honored to have you here on this historic day, the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
The race was first run at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 1911, but it had to take a few years off during the First and Second World Wars. This afternoon, more than 400,000 people gathered at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to watch drivers race to speeds of more than 200 miles per hour. For the first time in 50 years, the race was broadcast live on local Indiana television. Officials decided to lift the media blackout after selling out the entire stadium this year. Donnie and Wendy Brown from Danville, Indiana, have been coming to the race off and on for about 30 years. They were here Sunday with their four teenage kids. The Browns said there was no way they would stay home and just watch the race on TV.
Oh, you want to be here. You want to be
atmosphere,
seeing the speed. You can't get the speed on the TV. You see it in person.
Just to hear the cars and just to feel the chest when they go by. You can't replace that.
Plus, it's a history. 100th running. You want to be here.
Rookie driver Alexander Rossi from Nevada City, California, won the race just in time before his fuel ran out. He told ABC Television, quote, "I have no idea how we pulled that off."